Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review. CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced Facebook's corporate entity is now called Meta. At the company's AR and VR-focused Connect event, Zuckerberg said brands and apps will remain the same under the new corporate name, but it reflects that, from now on, we're going to be Metaverse first, not Facebook first. At the event, Meta also announced it will release a high-end VR headset codenamed Project Cambria sometime next year. This will be distinct from the company's Oculus 2 lineup, and more pricey, featuring new optics for better fidelity. New sensors in the device will allow your virtual avatar to maintain eye contact and reflect your facial expressions. Apple introduced a new set of App Store guidelines with three key changes. One clarifies that developers are allowed to communicate with their customers about other payment methods. Another change clarifies that developers can ask for name and email addresses, as long as it's optional and won't prevent use of the app. And the third change details the use of a new App Store feature called In-App Events, rolling out next week. Amazon is building a new app codenamed Project Mike. The app will initially be focused on the U.S. market and enable anyone to make and distribute a live radio show with music pulled from Amazon's catalog. Listeners can choose to tune into shows through the app directly or Audible, Amazon Music, Twitch, and Alexa-equipped devices. Alexa listeners will be able to interact with the shows with just their voice. Hertz announced the single largest EV purchase, buying 100,000 Tesla Model 3 sedans, which will be delivered over the next 14 months. These will be available to rent in major U.S. markets and parts of Europe by early November. Customers will have access to Tesla's charging network, with Hertz building out its own charger infrastructure. According to internal Facebook documents disclosed to the Securities and Exchange Commission by counsel for whistleblower Francis Haugen, Facebook has documented struggles to attract users under 30 since 2012. A March 2021 report shows that account registrations for those under 18 was down 26% on the year in Facebook's top five countries, with messages by teenage users down 16% on the year. Documents also show Facebook planned a more visual news feed called Spotlight, a revamped news feed algorithm with more content from unconnected followers, and more job posting and resume features as a way to increase usage by younger users. YouTube began rolling out a new feature dedicated to helping users discover new creators and fresh content in a New to You tab. The feature is now available on all devices from mobile to smart TVs. Featured videos will include content topics users previously explored, as well as different types of videos that might be of interest, similar to TikTok's For You page. U.S. President Joe Biden named acting FCC head Jessica Rosenworcel as official head of the agency on Tuesday. Her commissioner spot will be filled by co-founder of the lobbying group Public Knowledge and FCC special counsel Gigi Sohn. If Sohn is confirmed by the U.S. Senate, the FCC would return to a full five members, avoiding frequent ties. Blizzard canceled its BlizzCon online event, originally scheduled for February. In the cancellation announcement, the company said the time and energy to put on an event would be better spent supporting our teams and progressing development of our games and experiences. Blizzard also said it would take time to reimagine the event to make it as safe, welcoming, and inclusive as possible. Ford said its hands-free driver assist feature Blue Cruise won't reach vehicle owners until Q1 2022. The company originally planned to release the feature as an over-the-air update to select customers by the end of 2021. Ford CEO Jim Farley said the company delayed the rollout to make the system easier for customers to use. Twitter added a Labs feature for its Blue subscribers, providing early access to features. One lab feature lets users upload videos up to 10 minutes long. Another feature lets users pin conversations to the top of their inbox. Twitter Blue subscriptions remain limited to Canada and Australia. The European Commission launched a competition investigation into NVIDIA's planned acquisition of the chipmaker ARM. The Commission now has until March 15, 2022 to clear the deal. Snap announced it surpassed 100 million monthly active users in India. CEO Evan Spiegel cited significant investments in localization efforts in India for the milestone. Daily time watching content in India was up 150% on the year. The company also announced a partnership with Flipkart to develop AR shopping experiences in Snapchat. The U.S. Copyright Office published its once every 3 years list of exemptions to the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. The office replaced a list of repairable items that are exempt with a broader definition of any consumer device that relies on software to function, as well as non-consumer devices like medical and sea and land vehicles. This allows for circumventing copyright protection to diagnose, maintain, and repair your device. Video game consoles only allow you to do so for repairing optical drives. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.